Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening, and thank you for joining me, and I hope that you are well. We continue to go on reflecting in Romans chapter 1, and now we are transitioning with Paul the Apostle from the end of verse 4 to the beginning of verse 5. Let me read from the New Testament book of Romans chapter 1. I will pick up at the very end of verse 4 and move right into verse 5. Should you have your Bible there with you, please, I encourage you to read along. Romans 1 verse 4, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship. I will pause there. Yesterday we said that the Apostle Paul is saying that we have received, he has received grace and apostleship from, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the one who gives grace and apostleship. And we press that further by studying the preposition in the Greek language, the word translated in my Bible as through, to mean that God the Father gives grace and apostleship through God the Son, Jesus Christ. That is the full extent of the meaning here. And then we ended with this question for today. Why does this matter to us? Of what practical value is it that the Apostle Paul received his grace and apostleship from God the Father through Jesus the Son? And that we have received God's grace, and that we are likewise sent on mission for Christ by the command of God. Here is the application. Every good gift that we have received comes from God. Bible readers will immediately think of James chapter 1, verse 17. Listen to this. This verse itself is a great gift to us. James 1, verse 17, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. James 1, 17. What James is saying is that God is the Father of lights. He borrows an ancient Jewish expression for God is the Creator. God made the lights, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Read Genesis chapter 1. And God, our Father, the Father of lights, graciously gives every good thing, every perfect gift to us. That is two ways of saying the same thing. Every good thing is the perfect gifts God gives to his people. So that James affirms what Paul says to the Romans. The Apostle Paul says that God, through Jesus, gives us grace and apostleship. And James says that our good and perfect gifts come from our Father, who is above, our Father who is in heaven. Let's think about one of God's great gifts, the gift of his grace. We will talk about grace starting tomorrow. Wouldn't you agree that God's grace is a perfect gift that he gives to us? Well, the grace of God came to Paul and comes to us from the same exact source, God the Father, given through God the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So this is practical for us. It meets us in our real lives down here on earth. And let us give thanks and praise to God for all of his gifts to us. Then join me for the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.